the Hope Podcast, a podcast devoted to the explanation of the laws governing health, opulence, peace, and enlightenment. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We are now on season 2, and we appreciate your support on this journey to spread truth and light.
Energy. Energy, substance, and vibration are one. Ritual is directed energy, ordered service. Unless energy is directed, it disperses itself. It is that same energy which beats your heart and governs the universe. You choose of your own free will to individualize. You have already planned your perfection and agreed to direct constructively a certain quota of energy. The only destiny ordained for each one is perfection. There is a feeling among many people that when things do not come out to what they should or do not manifest, that it is the will of God and submit and put up with the conditions or hardships. Anything less than perfection is not the will of God. Energy and vibration do not discriminate, but obey direction, taking on the quality of an individual. Divine love is always gently positive. Some conditions need dynamic action. Call the presence into action. The difference between gentle and dynamic is the amount of energy released. Words become a reality by the release of energy of life. It is said that in the problem is the solution. How is that? In the problem is energy which one but needs to change, requalify, to turn that energy into the solution. You are here to learn to control energy. To manage and control energy and substance is mastery. The nature of energy is action. Destructive force is just qualified energy expressing that quality. Pain is qualified energy. It takes energy to produce pain and to feel it. One can command it to change. Call to the presence to requalify that energy with ease, peace, and perfection. The energy supplied to the atoms of the body comes mainly from the presence and not from food. The energy in the gas belts below the surface of the earth is caused by mankind's discord. Burying human bodies in the ground feeds energy into the gas belts. The discord of mankind draws the energy in the gas belts to the surface, which manifests in cataclysmic activity. This brought about the sinking of Lemuria and also Atlantis. The release of atomic bombs is affecting the gas belts, causing earthquakes and affecting the atmosphere, causing storms and destructive activities in nature. In 1910, when the cap was blown off a mountain in Alaska, that caused the Valley of 1,000 Smokes. That was energy released from the gas belts. The Great Lakes came into existence during cataclysmic action, also the Grand Canyon. In Yellowstone National Park, the geysers, hot springs, and bubbling of mud is a release of energy from the gas belts. If it were not for this constant release, there would be a great eruption that would tear the earth asunder, at least through that area. That energy in the gas belts is composed of millions and millions of individual particles of life which want freedom from the hate and viciousness imposed on them. As that life rushes forth, it causes eruptions and cataclysmic activity, unless that discord is transmuted consciously by some beings knowing and applying the law. Through enough calls from enough of mankind to the I Am Presence, the Ascended Masters and Cosmic Beings, they can direct the energy in the gas belts where it will do the least damage and thus give protection to mankind. We can make the call each day to charge into all the energy in the gas belts the full power of their transmuting violet flame, and to charge it with the cosmic love of the ascended host. Visualize it turned into rivers of liquid golden light. The map of gas belts can be found in Cosmic Forces, Volume 2, by Colonel James Churchward. This shows there are gas belts one above the other. One thing the masters have been particularly interested in has been to prevent the eruption of these gas belts, especially of two, one beneath another, as that would rend the earth so terrifically.
Please tune in to our classes and daily radio on www.gatheringofchilas.com.